The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian. I'm gonna order the zombies while we're sitting here and recouping to sort of scout ahead.
Okay.
Just sort of look and see if they can find anything else.
How far afield is...
5 minute walk.
I guess it's Fowler now?
Yeah.
Okay, Owl flies around. It's still broad daylight and the snow is pretty light, so, the owl sees... you know, close and ranging out as far as you send it. Still vague signs of passage.
Okay.
Of a fairly large group. It was days back because the tracks are, you know, at least partially filled in with snow, but you can easily see the difference in the terrain from the air.
Gotcha. Looks pretty clear ahead of us anyway.
Okay. Is it okay if me and Pips keep pop our second wind?
Sure.
Okay.
You can use it whenever you want. Just...
That's...
Say, I'm sort of hurting. I don't know if anyone else really is. I mean, you are a little bit, because you got hit by a boulder.
Yeah.
Okay, so Alec, your max HP is now 88?
88.
Okay.
I really want to...
How low are you, Cody?
You could take a short rest if you wanted to.
Well, yeah, but I'd like... I wanted to burn the second wind before the second... Before the short rest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm hurting pretty good.
Hurt so good.
25 is, like, not quite half my hit points.
Greg, are you damaged?
Only, like, 7 or something.
Can I hit you for 12, maybe? Something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good to go on. I just won't be flying ahead so cavalierly as I am known to.
Yeah, because the cavalier is that one.
Huh. It's my job.
I have decided, remind me, if I die, monk.
I'm also a cavalier a with no mount to ride. That was smart.
Well, do we want to take 10 minutes?
Well, I mean, it can always change.
I mean, how much is it worth it? I don't know what your ritual is. Is it a ritual?
No. No, it's just a 10-minute casting time for prayer of healing.
I mean, we can sort of do some preliminary scouting and take 10 minutes. I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. Because how much...
I mean, we're going to short rest.
Oh, you want a short rest?
Yes, because that's how I get my action surge back and everything like that.
Weenie.
Is action surge on short? I thought it was on long.
Nope. Everything except for the cavalier... the unwavering mark bonus action attacks is short rest.
Cool. By the way, I realized you and I were fight really well side by side, since we both have side by side.
I didn't realize you were a cavalier.
Yeah.
Do tabla ronda. No, I mean, prayer of healing, and then we'll see where we're at, and if I want to spend a couple of hit die, I can.
I just haven't used it, since, you know, I'm not writing anything. And
how far down in health are you, Jeff?
Nushka is down 12 points.
Okay.
And Pipsky is down 11.
I mean, everybody's down double digits, so.
Yeah,
I don't think any of you ever have triple digits.
Short rest. Or short rest.
If we're taking a short rest, I mean.
Then, like, not to be selfish, I don't get my spells back until I take a long rest, so.
Use your resources accordingly.
Yep.
I don't mind doing a bit of healing, but.
I'd rather save your spells to pop in combat if we need to.
Yeah.
Who's Papa Combat?
Not that you'll be doing in 10 minutes.
Probably somebody
combat,
in
but
Cody's Jamaican bar or whatever it was in Masks. What was it called? The Juju House?
Oh, it wasn't a bar. It's Antiquities.
Whatever.
It was not Jamaican, racist.
What was it? Was it?
It was like East African.
East African? Oh. Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking... something Caribbean.
Oh, yes, the Caribbean island of Madagascar.
You get what?
Yes, big dumb animal. I know.
So we are short resting, right?
Yeah, sounds like we're using hit die.
So choose how many you want to use. You can just roll one and then choose to roll another one. You can, you know, and remember to add your con modifier to each one.
How many you get back every day?
Half of
what you get.
Half of your total.
Half of your total. So
your total?
Yeah.
So if you have
we've been doing that wrong this whole time.
Yeah, if you have eight
for
hit dice.
5 years.
If you have 8 hit dice, when you rest, you regain up to 4.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is not how we've been doing it.
So if you use all 8 of them, you'll only get 4 back.
Because you've told us wrong.
Read the fucking book.
He has a point.
I'm sorry if I listened to my...
Go back to recording, and literally at the same time, Dave and I said, half your total. Like, literally at the same time, I said half your total. At almost the exact same moment.
You may have now.
Because I'm a player, and I'm going to read the player's handbook.
To be fair, that most DMs don't read the DMG that much.
I haven't read hardly any of the DMG. The current DMG, I'm not a big fan of.
Case in point.
What is Pipsky's con modifier? It's a +3.
While I'm updating HP, Kellen, what's your max currently?
61.
Yep, I think I'm behind on all of you probably. And Rook, what's your max?
80.
3d6. I've rolled 4.
You're adding your con modifier, right?
Yeah, but it's not helping that much. It's helping, but not that much.
Just making sure. How far down are you?
Well, 25 out of 61.
Damn.
Yeah.
How? I thought I only hit you once.
No, he got...
You did.
For 26. Oh, you were talking about damage.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking the reverse, that you only had 25 left.
25 left.
Yeah, that's what... Okay.
No, it just annoyed me because I've rolled a 1, a 1, and a 2 on my 3 rolls.
Get a parry up of health.
I mean, that's better, but not by much.
Maybe you shouldn't have been such a snarky bitch.
So I meant to ask, is Kellen wearing that amulet?
No.
No?
Currently
nope.
Carrying it.
Yeah, he made a point to say.
I ain't wearing that shit.
Let me wear it.
No.
Why?
Why would you want to wear it?
Because
you want to interact with the narrative. I don't care about his narrative.
Well, I do.
I'm just repeating everything every player has ever told me. Fuck that. I want to fight things and get loot.
So you could have taken the durable feat, which makes the minimum on your hit die roll twice your con modifier.
You could also get a periaptive health, which doubles whatever you roll.
Yeah.
I looked at both
of
those.
Or the goal is to not get hit.
I'll do better at that.
So last time I checked.
You're the one with the lowest AC.
I'm doing everything I can here. I'm sacrificing a level 1 spell every day, mage armor. I go fucking invisible.
That was redundant.
When I get hit.
That was the level 1 spell.
I go fucking invisible.
Dave, I.
Well, you didn't. You had it. You prepared.
I spent 2 die to get 11 health back.
Cool.
I spent 1 and Pipsky spent 1.
I spent 2.
How many does Pipsky have?
I believe we gave her 2 levels?
No, just 1.
Just 1. Okay.
I didn't know if the monster
it's
hit
dice. Yeah, so they still have whatever hit dice the Drake would have normally.
Oh, okay, I don't have it.
Open. I'd have to check what that is.
Yep, I can open that up.
Your house does things automatically.
Most houses do. I mean, I don't know if
he doesn't
you have, a
have
well
to stoke his
place,
wood
but...
stove.
It is the 21st goddamn century. I can talk to goddamn Siri and have her turn the heat up. Message Alexa and get a pizza delivered.
I don't have Alexa a smart headphones. They have Alexa headphones now.
Oh, okay. So also has 8 hit dice as a matter of coincidence.
Oh, you know what? I never rolled her hit dice.
I just took what was in the stat block.
That's what I did.
Okay. So after your short rest, you are continuing to march. Is that correct?
The zombies go first.
Okay. How far out?
50 or 60 feet ahead of us.
Okay. And you're currently about 75 miles still south of the Citadel of Horrors.
Koldor.
As you continue marching, since you know where to look, thanks to Fowler, you're able to see sort of like the gentle sort of divots in snow where it's obvious that boots tracked through within the past few days. However, for the remainder of the day, you don't see a soul. You see a few random birds. That's about it.
Does it seem like the wildlife is thinning out more?
Yes. Well, and it's also, definitely sticking to whatever, like, shelters around. Most of it will be within tree lines most of the time. Because there are still plenty of trees. So, traveling on as you have been, it will take you, you can get another few miles in this day. So it will take you about another 6 days of travel northward to eventually reach the outskirts of the city.
We're still on the battle map. I don't know if you're moving the exits.
Yeah, I'll get there in a second.
All right, just checking. Do you want to keep the zombies for a while?
Do you have to recast it to keep them?
Yeah,
but might as well.
I mean, I just get the sense that we could use them as sentries.
Yeah, that's fine.
It just cost me a third level spell. I mean, theoretically, it might be useful. Maybe once we get closer to the city, maybe not. Although I did think we could swoop into town and save them from my own animated dead. That is a thought that I've had before. Haha, heroic adventurers here to save you. We have slain the undead that were terrorizing your town.
Here's a thought.
I'm just saying. These are the things that Kellen thinks about at night.
Okay, so actually, question for you. Actually, scratch that, because math. Okay. On the morning of the 13th of Frostdire.
Valentine's Day!
Day before.
I'm not going to get a chance to say it, so I might as well say it now.
Okay. You use a sending spell to your sweetheart.
Hey, bro. Still f***ing balls ass cold, bro. You got any help? You spent like 16 weeks in a library. Send warmth, bro.
So on the morning of the 13th, you are traveling through still heavy fir tree woods. But you start coming down a slope, and you're on what is sort of vaguely approximating a road. It's, you know, a clear cut through the trees. And it looks like it's, you know, like you see the occasional stump where trees have been cut down and, you know, generally people have walked here enough to keep it clear. And down the slope, you can see, smoke coming from, like, chimneys, but you don't see much in the way of buildings. You see like dozens probably of smoke columns coming up, but you don't really see any houses. It's still tons of snow. Like, you can see the occasional sort of side of a wood building that, you know, under a snow-covered roof, but for the most part, it looks not really like a city. The fires seem to tell a different story. You're maybe a mile out.
Okay.
How do you want to approach?
All right. Have we emerged out of the woods?
You're still in them. If you go down like another maybe quarter mile, you'll come out of them.
Okay. You want to send your owl out and take a look around?
Yeah. I'm just trying to change a couple spells. I need to figure out what my quote-unquote city spells are.
Yep. Now's a good time to do that.
Some demons.
Clap ass cheeks.
That's a cantrip.
I had an ex-girlfriend who could do that at will. It's amazing. That was definitely a cantrip.
I really want to also that and that. That. Probably not that. That might be useful.
Do we have any sense about how far
much further we have to go?
To get to the where the smoke is and stuff?
Or how far we've progressed towards the city at this point?
I mean, you're very close at this point. You're like not even a half mile away from it.
Okay.
Past where you can see the smoke rising up, you can see... It's not so much that you can see the cliff so much as you can see that there's some sort of drop because the perspective changes on the trees that are past it.
Okay.
So it looks like there's some sort of drop on the other side.
Does it seem like there's any guards or anything? Are there any patrols?
Well, are you now sending your owl out?
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't send the owl out until after you had prepared spells, I will point out.
That's fair, but I mean the owl is already summoned.
Yeah, the owl was right. Permanently summoned until
right.
He
changed. And what I'm saying is you prepared your spells this morning before you walked
sure.
over the ridge.
Sure.
And
sure. Yes, I'm not going to futz with my spells any further, if you would like to.
Okay.
I'm not going to be
that's
like,
what I was clarifying.
Oh, he sees things. I'm going to switch my spells. No, I'm at a point where I'm happy with my spell selection.
Okay, so Fowler swoops in. How low are you going to get?
How low can you go?
I mean, theoretically... ground level. Like, I'm pretty sure gravity will take care of that, Craig. I mean, how far are we out?
Half mile.
Because I think I can see through its eyes, so I will just see through its eyes up to X range. I forget what that range is.
I feel like it's just 100 feet for the seeing thing, but I could be wrong.
God, I hope my son's cold.
So say we all.
Coronavirus.
Bud Light virus. So say we all.
Dave, we got to stop having the same amount of delay on our comebacks.
Yeah, I'll just send it out half distance and see what it reports back. It's only 100 feet that I can see through its eyes.
Okay, so it will, and it can tell you...
just kind of vague impressions from, I've always played it as whatever it would sense.
Okay.
It senses food, it senses danger, it senses...
Sure, sure. So,
I mean, it can communicate with him telepathically.
Right, but it doesn't speak in sentences.
Right.
So,
you see mice on the field.
Hunger. haven't had anything to eat for 6 damn days.
You're an owl.
Yeah.
It's fine.
What? So starving's okay because I'm an owl? Motherfucker.
You do like that weird pellet thing. It's all right.
This owl suddenly became a grouchy 70-year-old guy.
I guess the create food and drink spell, would it apply to, like, if you said, I want to create the food for an owl, would it create a live mouse?
I wouldn't think so.
Probably not.
I think it specifies that it's like bread and water, isn't it?
I don't know. Nor do I care at this point. So, Fowler sends you back impressions of, smoke, because it smells smoke, of... a number of predators, you know, what it would consider predators, big creatures, quite big creatures. It sends you back impressions of, like, for lack of a better term, like, topographically uneven ground, whatever an owl's version of that is.
Okay.
Lumpy ground.
I mean, we're going to go in there no matter what, Jeff, so.
Yeah.
And, smells of food. It definitely smells good things.
Let's
meat.
Go?
Do we want a long rest before going into the big city?
Well, it's been like 6 days, so we're good.
Okay. I missed that.
You're healed.
Yep.
Cool.
And your hit die are all back.
Yep.
Cool. Then... we just riding in there? Or?
I mean...
Let me shoot my flare out first.
I didn't prepare Thunder Wave. I mean, I have dancing lights.
How did you pelvic thrust into the situation?
So, ladies.
It's the wrong wizard.
Yeah, I mean, we walk in. I don't think we, like, carry the heads of their friends we killed or anything like that. Although, what did
what about the
mind?
Zombies?
I assume that I killed them somewhere back there once we got into
town. Okay. Leaving the zombies behind.
Boo. Puss.
Not well, marching what? In with their undead, possibly friends.
Hey, we found these.
These yours?
These yours? These yours?
They followed us home. Can we keep them?
Besides, we think this may or may not be Koldor where the crazy lady, like, summoned Major Undead. Possibly not.
Major Undead?
So we going?
Yeah.
Okay.
We wanted to go to Koldor, so let's go.
You come down the slope out of the trees, and as you get progressively closer, you are able to make out more activity. You can see a number of creatures moving around. As you get closer, as you get closer, you are able to make out the forms of mixed bugbears, goblins, orcs, half-orcs, hobgoblins, a bunch of them just sort of milling about. Not milling. They seem to be walking through what passes for streets, which is basically trenches dug into the snow. And as you can see now, the chimneys where all the smoke is coming from, they are actual chimneys, but they're like at ground level, which you realize is now like snow / ice level. It looks like these were probably timber, possibly stone, but probably timber buildings that were built once upon a time and over the years got surrounded and covered up by ice and snow. And they've just like kept the doorways clear and like just kept tunneling trenches from building to building so that they have cover from the weather more or less as they're walking from one to the other.
It's like a perpetual like blizzard of 78 kind of thing.
Sure.
Oh, my Jeff remembers.
Nope, I wasn't there for that.
Off in the distance, you're actually able to see sticking up out of a trench a giant that's walking along. And
I wonder if we killed his friend.
You should let him know.
Further off down the wide trench that you're walking into, which is like road width, it's like 20, 25 feet wide. Down, 100, 150 feet away, you can see an Etin walking through.
So in observing this,
yeah.
Does this strike us as like military encampment? Or
no.
is this families? Is this...
You see male and female. You see a few younger looking ones. You don't see any children. As you are walking up to the edge and actually walking up to that trench, go ahead and roll some perception checks.
Ooh, that's a good one. 21.
25.
24.
Don't let us down, Craig.
21.
These are good rolls.
Percept as f***.
We see a compass rose drawn in the snow.
And
this is D&D's version of cropsicles. These things show up everywhere, and we have no idea where they come from.
Ancient carvings. They seem to be aligned to the cardinal directions.
That's a thing. I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but that's a thing. Wait, how the fuck are we coming from the east now?
Because you don't always go in a straight line to get places.
I get that, but
but there's a party.
Yeah, because you're coming from the southwest. I would have assumed we would come from the south. Yeah.
Just looks prettier for
as you're walking up that way. The last thing you notice is that everybody in this area seems to be wearing a strip of red cloth that's like tied around their left bicep.
Ganks.
And as you're sort of walking in, you start getting lots of stares, and a few orcs and bugbear, hobgoblin, they start following you.
Are there guards at the edge of town, or
everyone looks armed, but nobody looks like a guard?
Okay, as we're walking in, I would stop and try and talk. I mean,
Do you want to like the first person you see, or
I mean it. If we keep walking in and they don't automatically jump to arms and like we start gathering a crowd or something?
No one's running to attack you.
Right.
But they are eyeing you suspiciously, and some people are, yeah.
Hail!
Okay. What language?
Well, we'll start with common. I don't have a whole lot of choice, so we'll start with common.
Okay.
Any kobolds around?
We'll say that you don't make it too far before you try to talk to some. The ones following you sort of come up, don't quite surround you, but get like all up on the side. And you get a reply in Orcish. Anyone speak Orcish?
I do not.
Don't remember.
Unless it's similar to Elvish, like Italian is to Spanish.
The languages didn't seem to make it on the sheet.
You don't know what languages you speak?
I wrote them.
I just wrote around here in the old brain box. I think I have a language here somewhere.
I'll try yo in Gnomish.
Gnomish.
This is not going to end well.
I mean, like, it's going to end in explosions and death because that's kind of how we roll.
One of the bugbears sort of like chuckles and is like, "Get karashku," to one of the others. Says, "They do not speak your tongue." This is back in common.
It is in common.
Yeah.
Ah.
Speak common.
Oh. What about dwarvish?
Okay. Well, he's speaking back in common now. No, you can try dwarvish if you want.
The language wasn't. I don't recognize it as dwarvish.
It is not dwarvish. No.
Okay. I then shout out, "Hail Satan in Infernal."
Are you speaking Infernal?
Yeah.
To them?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
I take a step to the side.
I think it's what I speak. Let me make sure it's not Abyssal, but I'm pretty sure it's Infernal.
One of them demon languages.
It's one of the two.
Demon language, devil language.
It's not like Esperanto or something. Like
it's all heavy metal.
You summon demons, so I'm assuming it's Abyssal.
Well, you can assume a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well,
Infernal.
Infernal.
Because Infernal sounds cooler than
I
Abyssal.
Summon demons and then speak to them in the language of their enemies.
So he's trying to summon devils. He just f***s it up every time.
No, that's just how you piss them off. I'm summoning them in the language of the people they hate. It's like saying, "Hey, come here, dead Nazi," in French. Just pisses them off.
The bugbear sort of raises an eyebrow and looks at you and says, "I don't speak that language either."
"I worth a shot," I say in common.
"What do here? You are Karashko. You're the southerner. Don't belong here."
"Well, it is the top of the world, so pretty much everyone's a southerner to you."
"Why do you think we..." Never mind.
This is just geography. We were in the neighborhood.
"No one is the neighborhood."
"Well, we were."
"This is neighborhood."
"Right. And we're here.
Now so we're in it."
"Right. Up top."
He's good. He sort of like mutters something else to one of the others in Orcish.
"So, yeah. Figured we'd come check the place out. I've heard a lot about Koldor. It's a great town."
And one of the orcs suddenly like whacks the bugbear and says something angrily in Orcish. And says, "No, you are in Zaguruk territory. You have to pay toll."
"If you don't pay no tolls, they don't need no rolls."
Toll.
I just made that up.
"For Gesundheit? What'd you say?"
"Is this the troll's toll?"
"You're in..." "What? I said..."
What's the name that they said?
"Zaguruk."
"Zaguruk?"
"With a G."
"Zaguruk."
"This is not Manasseh nor Tova?"
"This, yes. This is Elvish name. You with elves?"
"No.
We're once."
"Literally made of metal."
"Do I said look with? Elvish?"
"No, my friends here were studying a bunch of dead elves."
"Hmm.
They have cool shit. Seen any dead elves around lately?"
"No. Toll. Come on."
"How much?"
"What you got?"
"We're not playing that game."
"It's like I'm a silver."
One of the orcs catches it and, like, starts drawing a sword. Like, "Come on, better than that."
I flick on another silver.
"Well,
you are..."
See,
"fucking Karashko."
"See, you're right. We're new up here. We don't know anything about what's going on up here. And so I'm happy to pay your toll. I'm happy to pay you for a little information, too.
You better not be paying in silver.
What do you need?
Something better than that. Do you have any gems? Do you have any better metals than silver?
How about food?
Like, help. Good food.
Well,
if you're
we
just
literally
talking about-
have people who create food with magic.
Yeah, what? I'm not an acolyte. Shush.
I toss him a Nari's corpse.
This is good food. Pickled.
How about a treat for you and your men?
Be more specific.
Give him a little show.
Looks at you with a sideways glance.
I'm not sure what they call it, if they just call it opium or if there is a name for it.
Yes! Okay. Yes, Jeff! I was hoping you were going to say that.
You'd call it opium down south. You're not sure it would be up here.
Do you like
how do your people say opium?
Is it,
poppies.
Poppies.
The milk of the poppy.
Poppy.
I think I've heard this. It's a drug, yes?
It is.
We are talking same language.
How would that work for payment?
Hey, I hear the first hit is free.
You have enough for like 2 days for us?
How many is he pointing at? I don't know.
There's like 5 of them.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could work something out. It depends. Mm. Actually.
He says something rapidly in Orcish to the others.
It depends on what kind of information you can give me.
I give you what? You have 4 days?
That depends completely on what kind of information you can give me.
Then off to the side, you suddenly hear, Gashra, leave them alone. Can't you tell they're new? He's like, of course I could tell. Gashra? And you can see poking her head out of one of the snowbank doors. Is a female bugbear who looks on the elderly side.
Mm-hmm.
And is wearing a thick coat and stuff. She's like waving them away. She's like, get lost now. Come on. I will talk to them and give them food. It's like, they need to pay the toll. It's like, I will talk to Morg. Go. It's like, fine. You still owe me drugs.
I'll look over at the female bugbear. You know he's trying to buy drugs.
He thinks we're drug dealers.
So the orcs and the bugbears, they
I don't know
like
what kind of stereotypes
off.
They hold about dwarves here.
And the bugbear sort of waves you and she's like, come in, get out of the cold.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
And as you're sort of like filing in to the cabin, which is about it's a like a 2-room cabin. There's like one small room off to the side where you can see like a cloth over the doorway.
Mm-hmm. I will say to Pipsqueak before I go in and Draconic, keep an eye out.
The main room might as well be a kitchen because everything in it is covered in cooking utensils and ingredients and like. Crates with some with Dwarvish written on them, some with Elvish, some in like old runes, like all sorts of language labels all over the place. As you come in, she's like, my name is Zentra. Welcome to here. I don't like the names you've Karashku use for it.
That's fair.
What is here? Like you said, we're new to the area.
Is that all, what you say? Zagrug? Zagrug?
The Zagrug? That's Morg's boys. They run this area of town.
Oh, the guy's looking to buy drugs.
Well, whatever. Come in. I'll get you some stew.
It's very kind of you.
Thank you. In all honesty, it's not the reception we were expecting up here.
What were you expecting?
Well,
tower, giant flaming eye, general worship and devilry.
I mean, we've already had one band of orcs and a giant try and kill us.
Well, they're not always nice, no. Some of them are fall in with bad people and do bad things.
Yeah, same with dwarves.
Yeah, well.
She says sitting on a fuck ton of opium. She's totally going to leverage to all these people who could never get opium again.
She goes over to where a pot's boiling on the hearth and starts ladling out bowls of stew, which she like hands to each of you.
I'll pass.
she like walks up to you and she's like, no.
No, thanks.
So she hands it to Alec instead, but then she just sort of like pokes you with a ladle and she's like, what are you? I haven't seen one of you.
It's our tenement. I am me.
I'll take his and
accurate
give
but unhelpful.
Yeah. So I'm kind of poking around in the stew trying to identify what in fact is in it, since they live in a tundra. So I'm a bit curious as to what vegetable and or meat may be in the stew.
Roll a survival check.
21.
All right. You think no that meat. there are bits of venison in there?
All right.
There's lumps of what's probably like pure fat. In some, you know, in the broth. And then there's also whatever vegetables or tubers happen to grow that far north.
Interesting.
And some meat you can't identify.
Well, down the old hatch.
Okay.
If anyone tries to poison this, it's on you, Rook.
I mean, for a change, it's a hot meal, which Create Food and Water does not make, I don't think.
No.
And you've been, I think, abstaining from fires for the most part, so.
It's been a cold
No,
walk.
She, Nushka is, Nushka's like probably offering to help. Like, she's all about digging into this.
She's like, no, sit down somewhere. And then she's like moving stuff off of crates so you can like sit down.
What is your name, ma'am?
Zentra. Weren't listening the first time?
No, I wasn't.
Bad habit, not listening.
Poor memory.
Gets people into a lot of trouble.
Great CPU, not enough memory. Did you get a lot of visitors here in town?
Not like you. Whoa, not unless whoa, they're looking whoa. To get killed.
What do you mean, like us?
Are you that stupid?
Yes.
Possibly.
Yes, he is.
A dwarf, a whatever, human, gnome. No, we don't get many visitors like you.
So tell us about yourself. Tell us about your settlement here.
Oh, it's been here for hundreds of years. Longer than I have. I just live here.
What relation do you have with the Citadel?
I live here. I make food. And people bring me things to cook and to use. And I look out for them and they look out for me.
Insight.
Okay.
She's bullshitting. 17.
She seems to be saying exactly what's on her mind.
But since she's trying to subvert answering, or...
No, she seems to be a straight talker.
Okay, so I'm not sure that I'm reading this right. Is this the Manasa Nortova, or are we heading towards it still?
No, yeah, you're on the
outskirts. The giant sky wizards have etched it in the ground nearby. It's not far from your compass rose.
This is it.
Yeah.
The guards. They just don't like.
Then what is the Citadel?
Are you asking that?
Yeah. I mean, is it something that we see?
So, are you asking Zentra?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's an elvish name. We didn't make it up. There's never been a fort here, if that's what you're asking.
And where did we get the Citadel from? Was that from the journal?
That was from Anari's history roll, I think.
I mean, it's mentioned in the journal.
Yeah.
We were expecting a very big city with...
No, it's big enough. There's several thousand.
Okay.
Under snowed.
Well, yes. Don't want to walk out in the open.
So you all don't have any connection to whatever the elves named up here?
Well, it's the same place.
It is.
I mean, probably very few...
Do you have any elves around? Maybe with some magic users or anything like that?
Oh, I think the last time I saw an elf was probably 20 years ago.
Did you eat him?
What I don't eat people. They're too gamey.
So you've tried.
So you don't eat people anymore. Well, did you stop about 20 years ago with an elf?
You watch your tone, little one.
Okay, back in the mountains, there's a monastery. And they were raided by orcs and giants.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of stuff got stolen. One of the things that was stolen is something we need.
That's why you're here. Just a treasure hunt for you, huh?
Well, not even so much a treasure hunt. We just have to recover this item.
So the monks only probably told you the one side of it then.
Yes, yes.
Probably didn't mention that they kill off any orc or bugbear or goblin that they see in the mountains without question.
You notice we didn't write in here, blades drawn.
Well, good for you.
I mean, most of us don't have blades, but never mind.
No blades. No bugs.
Say, literally, you're the only person.
Leave your weapons here.
You're literally the only person with a literal, like, honed edge blade. He uses hammers.
But yes, yes.
I have a stick.
If you want to just go on the whole plundering shtick, I can't stop you. The raiding party got back about 5 days ago.
Okay. What are the chances that we could work out a deal with you guys to get the item that we need?
Well, you'd have to ask who has the item. But I couldn't. I suppose I could. Let's see here.
I mean,
about the city. Nothing's free. I'm probably nicer than most you'll find here, so lesson number one. Do you have anything interesting to eat? Any good ingredients?
I throw an Ari's corpse at her.
I don't know that we found anything. I don't know that we brought anything.
Did you end up buying that wine? I don't recall.
Buying the wine?
Never mind. Guess not. I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, no. But did we drink all the ancient whiskey? Is there any left?
Yeah, you drank it in the blizzard.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, got trashed. Jeff's not wrong. The opium's really one of our best trading things. I mean, we have...
But I mean, there was trade goods in there, but I don't know that we took any of it.
I don't think
There was like cases of spice and things that were that were taken as contraband.
I think you left it there.
Yeah.
Well, we were kind of filling up.
No, I don't think we have anything in the way of culinary.
Hmm.
Unless, you know, opium has a wonderful flavor.
Well.
It's hell on wheels and mac and cheese.
In that case. In that case, do you have anything that these other fools would want that I could give them for stuff?
I think so.
Okay. You, give me some of whatever that is. I'll be happy to tell you things.
Yeah, I mean, we can give her a pinch of the opium.
Okay, define a pinch.
Pinch of the good stuff.
A sampling, whatever that would be. I don't know opium, Dave.
Well, no, like, that it's measured in doses. I think the barrel had like 50 doses in it, okay. I believe.
I just have listed how many pounds of it I'm carrying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but I think I can look back at my notes.
Do we have anything else in your notes that's interesting? If we don't want to go straight to the opium,
I mean, I've got notes from when we first very started that we collected stuff, but probably the only thing worth of note is either tobacco or just some generic whiskey.
I can't imagine that we have any tobacco left. Not if I know about it. Anyway.
Oh, at the rate at which you guys smoke.
We smoke and drink. Speaking of, I really need some of this.
With the ancient whiskey gone, the things I am carrying of value are the heroin, the magical heroin, and a mithril ingot.
Yeah, so those are the only two things that we've really got to trade.
Any mundane magical items?
I think those are two very different things, Cody.
I have a hyena totem.
I mean, like, surely we have other, like, are you wearing the boots of the Winterlands?
Yes.
So there should be another pair of magic boots out there, or no?
No.
Yeah, you have four.
He's wearing a set.
Yeah.
He's wearing his set. He's wearing an Aura set.
You have four pairs of boots, and you're all wearing one of them.
There is an orb of direction.
Oh, yeah, we never
We would have Anari's inventory, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Yes. I'm pulling it up right now. There's a Cloak of the Manta Ray. There's an Orb of Direction.
Cloak of the Manta Ray would be something very shitty to get them. Give them.
Hang on.
Or would it?
It's thinking.
Icy River Production.
There's a Wand of Secrets. There's an Orb of Direction, a Cloak of the Manta Ray, and an Enduring Spellbook.
Well, we're not getting rid of the Enduring Spellbook, because I may still want to copy some of her spells.
I'm surprised you haven't already.
I already have a Wand of Secrets. We could give away the other one and still have one.
Because I couldn't remember what I needed to do that. I copied some for
spending
spells,
gold.
Yeah, costs money.
It's like 50 gold per spell level or something like that.
Sounds about right.
And it takes an hour per spell level.
Send me her spells, Jeff, because I felt like I copied one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll worry about that
later.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what we said the last time.
Well, also the question is, do you have the money to spend?
Yeah, they found 5,000 gold.
Oh, yeah, you did find a bunch, yeah.
No.
Yes, send me the spell book.
One's been hoarding all of his gold.
What are you proffering?
What's the Orb of Direction do?
It points
north. You
know
what I'd offer? She might be interested in. Do you have I'll just ask her, because again, it's something mundane. I don't know if this would be important or not, but I can't imagine you get a bunch of these, and I'll put out a candle. I've got some of these. Are those of any interest to you? Do you have the ability to make them up here?
Well. All it takes is fat.
What about your ever-burning torches? Or your lanterns, Rook?
Yeah. Any interest in a lamp that never goes out?
Yes.
That's what I would call a mundane magical item.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. You point us to the person. You find out who's got...
Oh, no, no. That's not. I'm not doing any work for you, but I'll happen to talk to you.
You what?
He's like, I'm not your errand boy.
Well, no, but I thought you said that you were going to make introductions for us.
Nope, didn't say that either.
Oh, cool.
What are we dealing for then?
I'll tell you things.
Whoa.
Look, give me the torch.
We're getting Yoda'd here.
I want to know what kind of things we're getting out of this.
All right, fine. So, you've got six names in town that are of note. The party that attacked that monastery to the south had members in three of them. So, there were the Jaguruks, which are predominantly orcs, but, you know, there's more than that. They're the ones who stopped you outside. They work for Morg, who's also an orc. The other ones involved were the Glaciers and the Claws. Now, the Claws are run by a pair of frost giant brothers, Yordazan and Yordagim. And the Glaciers are their crew. And the Claws are run by Gazranak, who's a white dragon.
There are three groups you have to talk to. One's run by orcs, one's run by giants, and one is a very high CR you can't take. Guess which one has the magic item you want.
Metagaming snot.
It's just a fact. Yeah, how about the guy that can fucking level the city at will? I bet he has all the cool shit.
Let's head straight to the dragon.
No, Kellen is saying this because it's obvious.
I think it's not metagaming to assume that the dragon
loot.
Is hoarding the treasure.
It's pretty fucking Hobbit level 101.
They split loot. I don't know how. I know there's shares involved and all that sort of piratey nonsense.
So I'm interested in talking to these people without getting eaten. And I realize buying our way around town. Is there anything you could help us to get around town safely?
Well, unless you plan to join a gang, they're not really going to be too friendly towards you.
You want to start a gang? We'll join.
I am where I am by... Well, I guess I'm an unusual case.
Make good food.
You notice that she does not wear a red piece of cloth.
Everybody likes the cook.
Yes.
I just sent you spell.
Oh,
Those are the ones that were in the spellbook. There are others that you couldn't get out of the spellbook.
Did you message me?
Yes.
I also sent you spells.
I saw.
Of different kinds.
It was an interesting list, to say the least.
I don't think you can use any of them right now.
No. Pretty sure one of them was 7th or 8th level. Thank you, Craig.
Most of the time people don't go there willingly, but if you did want to earn some respect, you could probably go scrap in the Blood Bowl, but I don't actually recommend it.
Somehow I knew you were going to have an arena that somebody had to fight in.
You know what he's done, right? This is like his fucking Slavic town. Like, are the Zagragooks like Slav squatting on the side of the road or something? Track suits?
Remember, the dwarves are the Russians.
This arena, is it like bare knuckle boxing or is it holds barred?
It's vice to the death.
Okay.
As I said, lots of times people don't go there willingly. If there's some sort of fight that gets started, and as long as you're around somebody, usually someone will intervene and it gets dragged over there and you finish it proper.
So
where people can bet on it.
Do people get to take in their weapons and armor and stuff, or is it?
Oh yeah, sure.
Is this a duel where it's one on one?
No, it all depends on who's involved. There's been like 30 people in there before. That was a riot.
So where would you suggest we start?
Well, unless you've got something better than a torch that doesn't go out to offer somebody. Suggest making friends with somebody real fast.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Let's join the Nazi party.
Got any scraps of red cloth?
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party. Springtime.
Should have picked a different color.
For Hitler. And
it's blue. It's blue cloth.
Too late now.
Go with puce. No one uses puce.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.